In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Before I start speaking about evangelism, just I want to draw your attention to something. You will find some or many of the recommendations how to evangelize may be not implemented in our churches. And usually, there are two ways to take this. You can take it in a negative way, which means you start to criticize and blame, to make a negative big deal out of it. Well, that's not right. Then that's not the purpose of the lecture. But the purpose of the lecture is to raise our awareness. What do we need to do? وبالطريقة دي to have the positive attitude إن أنا أشوف what's missing and I should ask myself this question. Will ask myself this question. What can I do to change this or to improve this or to participate in this ministry, the ministry of evangelism? So again, I'm emphasizing what can I do. When بدأنا نقول مفروض الكنيسة تعمل كذا ونعمل كذا وخدنا نعمل كذا it will end up in a conflict. So this is not the purpose of the lecture. So the lecture, you can take it either negatively or positively. And it based on your attitude, how you take it, then هتبين how you're going to improve in the field of evangelism. الحاجة الثانية ان most of the recommendation, actually all of them, سيدنا البابا 2 years ago in the seminars, in the Boston seminar, he asked me to speak about evangelism مع all the priests of North America. Actually the recommendation then was mentioned in that meeting. وسيدنا البابا blessed this recommendation and he wrote them في مجلة الكرازة. فيعني انا برضو بقول الحتة دي ان this is the line of the church. It's not يعني سيدنا البابا approved الافكار والحاجات اللي احنا هنقولها مع بعض. بس my advice to you that I want to take it in a positive way, not in a negatively critical way. الاول عايز اديك introduction على أهمية الإيفانجيليزم. أنا بسميها إنسانيريا لأن ربنا قال لنا You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria and the end of the earth. زي ما جيروسالم اللي هي مثلا my own family, Judea within my Catholic church, Samaria اللي هي within the country that I live in, like Canada here, that is into the earth that is outside the Canada. Our Lord Jesus Christ commanded the church to evangelize when he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. To every creature. So, أنا ليه حطيت هنا why I underline every creature. The church has responsibility not only toward the Coptic Orthodox, but toward every single person in our area. لأن كده ربنا قال ما لهمش preach the gospel to the Jews in Jerusalem. احنا حالا بنيجي هنا مثلا الكنيسة ونحط كل خدمتنا لمين؟ للأقباط. لو احنا as a Coptic church just we are serving the Copts only, we are not fulfilling this commandment. لأن ربنا قال to every creature. عشان كده في قوانين الكنيسة when a bishop is ordained, the bishop is not ordained over the churches in his diocese, but he is ordained over the city itself. Bishop of Alexandria, Bishop of طبعا the Pope of Alexandria اسمه Bishop of Alexandria. يبقى معناه ان هو he is responsible about every soul in this city, not only the Coptic Orthodox and not only the Christian. فيبقى هنا the church has a mission toward every person in the whole world. And if we classify the people in the world, they will fall into one of three categories. In that category, people can be classified into the inner believers, the inner non-believers. Right? And after that, the believers can be classified into the inner inside the church, the outside the church. If any person in the world will be one of the three things, the inner a non-believer, you are a believer outside the church, you are a believer inside the church. Because when we talk about the ministry of the church, the ministry of the church should target these three groups. The believers inside the church, the believers outside the church, and the believers as the non-believers. Any person, he is a believer inside the church, a believer outside the church, a non-believer. The church has responsibility toward these three groups. And it can be our responsibility today. The ministry of the church toward the believers inside the church is spiritual care. Like the ministry the Knesset provides to you, you are believers inside the church. This is the ministry of the church. خدمة الكنيسة towards the believers outside the church دي نسميها the ministry of the lost sheep, خدمة الافتقاد الخروف الضال. يقول لك تعرف فلان, يقول لك yeah he was active in the church here 5 years ago, where is he now? We all know. So we have responsibility toward the believers who are outside the church. والخدمة التالتة the ministry of the church toward the non-believers is called evangelism. Non-believers, including those who don't have the true faith or the true doctrine, but the ministry of the church should cover these three areas: the spiritual care, the ministry of the lost sheep, or evangelism. Under each area, actually, feed two ministries. Why? The spiritual care. ايه الكنيسة المفروض الخدمة اللي تقدمها لكم انتو معنى انتو البليفرز انتو تشيرش تقدم لكم خدمتين. خدمة اولى اللي هي preventive ministry to protect the believers inside the church from going astray, from being lost. يبقى هنا في كنيسة ازاي تحميكم من انكم تخرجوا برا الكنيسة, دي preventive ministry. لكن في another ministry برضو مهمة جدا اللي هي pastoral care to promote your spiritual growth, how to grow inside the church. فإذا لما أتكلم على خدمة الرعاية الروحية بتكلم على preventive ministry, إيه الميجرز اللي الكنيسة بتعملها to protect you from going astray or drifting away, and also what are the measures the church use to promote your spiritual growth. خدمة الوسط الشيب برضو تحتها في خدمتين. الخدمة الأولى اللي هي searching and seeking after the lost sheep, like the shepherd who left the 99 and start to search and look for the lost sheep. والخدمة دي متعبة جدا, وأحيانا how do you want to do it, then it's very very tiring. انك تفضل تجري ورا واحد مثلا ياخد درجز, ولا واحد مثلا عنده wrong ideology ولا wrong beliefs, ولا واحد ناشف علاقات خاطئة, بسيطة الله خلاص كده حد يسأل كده ويجيب عبن زي ما وقبعت عن الكنيسة. والخدمة التانية اللي بنسميها healing and recovery ministry. الوسط الشيء ده هو bring him to the church. We don't, يعني we shouldn't expect him هو he is like a full member of the church. Lost sheep, when he returns to the church, they're full of wounds along the grahat. As kida, he needs special treatment, special way of dealing. Really, the Samia is a ministry of healing and recovery. You're right, when he returns to the church, he's a regular member in the church. وطبعا بتكلم على حكاية الهيلينج والريكفري دي في سفر حزقيال بالتفصيل للطلب. دي مش مجالنا، لكن هو مجالنا ده الإفانجيليزم. والإفانجيليزم فيها حاجتين برضو عندنا إفانجيليزم there are two ministries. المنستري الأولى اللي هي giving away your faith, spreading your faith, preaching. ازاي انت تنشر الكلمة؟ وده يمكن اللي انتوا ابتديتوا تعملوه هنا، ودي خدمة كويسة. How to start spreading the true faith to others. لكن بعد كده في خدمة تانية مهمة جدا مكملة للخدمة دي اللي بنسميها grafting ministry. في grafting ministry دي انت ازاي you plant him in the body of the church. وفي لما بولس الرسول بيتكلم على الزيتونة البرية وزي ما طعامك طلب الجرافتنج في الزيتونة الأصلية. So this is the grafting ministry. The person اللي هو now you spread the word to him. How you plant him in the body of the church of Christ. فيبقى بيان actually بيغطي كل الخدمة بتاعت الكنيسة من جهة spiritual care، من جهة the ministry of the lost sheep، من جهة الإيفانجيليزم. جميل جدا ان احنا نيجي نقرا في The Book of Revelation records that there will be people from every part of the world before the throne of God, from every tongue, from every tribe, from every nation. بلا، ودي حتى ترجمة بتقولها بالعربي وترجمة في الانجليزي، من كل الامم، من كل القبائل، من كل الشعوب. فالواحد احنا لما بص لكنايسنا، ما هي السماء حصول كما في السماء كذلك على الارض. So if that is before the throne of God, we have from every tribe, from every nation, from every tongue. لو هنا في الكنيسة اللي هي that is the icon of heaven, we don't have inside the church from every tribe, from every tongue, from every nation, then there is something going wrong. يبقى مش كما في السماء كذلك على الارض. If the church is the icon of heaven, then we have to have inside the church from every tribe, from every tongue, from every nation. يعني what do I mean? We have to have Copts, we have to have Canadians inside the church. الآية بتقول after these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, people, tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. That's the image of the church should be. That our churches should have this image. يعني دي الكنيسة بنسميها the icon of heaven. علشان كده بعد ما حطينا الايمج دي في ذهننا from every tribe, from every nation, there is important question we have to ask our churches in the West here. And we have to be very honest in answering this question. The question will be, عايزين كنايسنا هنا. Is our church in the West a church of immigrants or a church of citizens? And do we want to keep our church a church of immigrants or a church of citizens? لو هي a church of immigrants اللي هيحصل after that the immigration stop اللي هيحصل هنقفل كنيسنا وخلص على كده. ربنا ما يسمحش، بس دي الحقيقة. يعني احنا بنقول احنا our churches are growing in the West. نقول مثلا from 10 years we have مثلا كذا church, now we have بابل الإسلام. بس خلوا بالكم the growth in our churches is because of immigration, not because of evangelism. فلو الكنيسة is growing mainly because of immigration or only because of immigration, إذا معناها لو immigration stopped مش هيبقى في growth للكنيسة. عشان كده الكنيسة هتبقى في خطر if it is a church of immigrants, not a church of citizens. The growth of our churches in the West is mainly because immigration and not because evangelism. This means if the movement of immigration stops, the growth of our churches will stop. Oh, and it's a very sad fact. But another fact that there is a real spiritual thirst for the truth here in Canada and America in the West. That's متعطشة للحق. But when الحق هيحرر الناس, the truth will set them free. Many people are bonded because they don't know the truth. That's why عشان ربنا قال لهم الحقول بيطت للحصاد. This story about the Western culture. These are the good fields waiting for our evangelism. الحقول بيطت للحصاد. But where are the laborers to go and reap the harvest? That's evangelism. دلنا أتعلكم من شوية أن the church canons teaches us that any bishop is ordained for any bishop is ordained for every person in the diocese and not for the Christians only or the Catholic Orthodox only. So what do we need to do to what do we need to evangelize in Western countries? إيه نحن المفروض نعمله عشان to evangelize in Western countries? في بعض recommendations. أول حاجة عايز أقولها لكم إن the priests cannot do these three ministries by themselves. اللي هما three ministries اللي هي the spiritual care, the ministry of the lost sheep, and evangelism. لأن إحنا هنقول أبونا يعمل أبونا يعمل. فما يقدروش يعملوا كل ده. يعني أبونا يا دوبك وقته متاخد كله ما بين خدمات الطقسية وافتقاد الشعب والأشراف على خدمة مدرسة أحد وحل المشاكل العائلية و و و so practically he cannot do all these things. عشان كده there is a need for full time devoted servants. ناس يتكرسوا لخدمة الإفانجليزم خدمة الكرازة. There is a real need. الكنيسة الأولى لو ما كانش فيها تكريس, the early church didn't have full time consecrated people, it wouldn't grow. هيجي زي مثلا سان مارك can leave his country and come to Egypt to evangelize if he is not full time consecrated servant. عشان كده we need full time consecrated, ولكن at least if we cannot have full-time consecrated and devoted servants, at least we need to encourage our youth to devote 1 year after graduation to serve in evangelism. لو احنا مثلا عندنا بتخرج مثلا كل سنة 100 شاب, if we have 100 graduates every year, and if we devoted 1 year after their graduation, then عندك actually 100 persons full-time devoted and consecrated servants in the field of evangelism. يعني مش ربنا بيقول العشور سنة من عمرك دي أقل من العشور بكتير, إنك to just consecrate 1 year to serve. Even to serve in any field, لأن الحصاد كثير والفعل قليلون. To serve in spiritual care, serve in lost sheep, serve in the evangelism according to your call, حسب دعوتك. لكن المفروض ان احنا كشباب قلنا قبل ما اتخرج ادور على شغلانه اكرر السنه في حياتي, اجي اقول يا رب انا السنه دي تحت امرك, انا موجود كده لخدمتك بس, واجي هنا للكنيسه مع ابونا واقول ابونا انا السنه دي تحت امرك, شوف بقى in what capacity you want me to serve. بالطريقه دي هيبقى عندنا مين وين السيرفنس every year serving in the church as a full-time service. Another point, and احنا also we need to prepare our churches for evangelism. We need to prepare our churches for evangelism. انا ما اقدرش ادعي الناس الكنيسة not ready to receive them. This will be a stumbling block in evangelism. سان بول لما اتكلم in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 بتكلم على مشكلتين بيقابلوا الفورنرز لما بيجوا الكنيسة. The first problem is the language problem. The second problem is the foreignness problem. To feel I am foreigner in this place. يعني انت مثلا روح كده لو ما تعرفش ألماني روح ألمانيا وروح خش في كنيسة واحضر معهم قداس. هتلاقي نفسك هتلاقي نفسك you are faced with these two problems. Number one, the language. And you cannot understand anything in the minister, in the liturgy, in the service. Number two, تحس ان انت even after the service is over تحس ان انت are foreigner among them. Nobody is يعني chatting with you or talking with you, even they cannot communicate with you. فبتلاقي طبعا do you think ان انت you will go again? You won't go again. Now the two problems that exist, the language and the foreignness, you will not go again. That's the كلام لأنا I start to invite Canadians here. And they are faced with these two problems, they will not come back. So we need to prepare our churches for evangelism. علشان كده برضه في سؤال تاني. Should the Coptic Church in the West become an Egyptian church or a Western church or a church that integrates both culture? ده سؤال مهم. تاني. زي ما شرحت النهارده المجموعة الصبحية في study اتعملت على الإيميجرانتس. وبالنسبة للإيميجرانتس قالوا ان احنا we can classify them into four groups based على their attitude toward the home بالنسبة لنا يعتبر ايجيبت وtoward the host country اللي هنا بالنسبة لك يعتبر كندا. فناس بيبقى عندهم positive attitude either toward the host or negative وبرضه positive attitude toward the home or negative. يعني ايه الكلام ده؟ يعني انا لو جيت هنا كندا I have negative attitude toward Egypt. I want to reject anything that's Egyptian. We just have very positive attitude toward Canada. So I assimilate anything from the Canadian culture. دول بيسموهم assimilationists. لأن هو يأسيميليت everything in the Canadian culture or in the American culture وزي ما بيقولوا they become more Americanized than the Americans themselves. العكس بتاعهم بالضبط اللي هما الناس يجوا هنا and they reject everything that is Canadian and they accept everything that is Egyptian. We separate themselves from the culture. Actually, they create like a nucleus inside the Canadian culture, but it's at 100% Egyptian nucleus. So here's the most separationists. The مشكلة قبل ما كمل ان بتلاقوا اغلب parents in this square. They are separationists. انا مصري هتربى بالطريقة المصرية وزي ما تربيت في البيت عندنا البيت ده هيبقى مصري 100%. اغلب الولاد they are in this square. They are assimilations. من عايزين بقى احنا في كندا هنا I don't want to hear about Egypt. لان انا just I hear about it enough in my house but I don't want to hear about Egypt. وعلشان كده بيحصل المشكلة الكونفليكت ما بين اولادنا واحنا لان الاولاد assimilationists والكبار separationists. طبعا الناس اللي هم عندهم negative attitude toward both culture لعجبها مصر لعجبها كندا ولا امريكا actually they don't have any sense of belonging or identity فبنسموهم marginalists لانهم عايشين على المارجن بتاعة the two culture. مش هتكلم عليهم لانهم لكن ايه best attitude اللي هو to integrate both cultures, the best of the Egyptian culture and the list of the Egyptian American Indian culture together. ودول بنسميهم integrationists. فلما يجي الاباء parents I move them from being separationists to integrationists. Will children I move them from being assimilationists to integrationists. انا حلت المشكلة كده. حلت مشكلة الconflict. Now they are in the same square. Being that can be applied to our churches. Churches sometimes are to be separationists. To be totally, totally Egyptian in everything. فتخش كده تحس ان انت you are inside 100% Egyptian culture. فأولادنا they will feel foreigner in this culture. وبرضو الكنديانز اللي احنا want to evangelize it will be impossible to graft them or plant them. فعشان ما تيجي لو بتحب تزرع عضو if you want to plant organ ولكن it's not matching اللي هيحصل نفس الكلام عشان تسويها الجرافتنج. If you want to graft a person لكن there is no match وان ده Canadian 100% ده Egyptian 100% حصل rejection. مش هتستمر. شكل كتير من الولادنا بيمشوا because they don't feel it is home بالنسبة لهم. On the other side ودي نشكر ربنا مش موجودة ان ممكن ان الشيرش هنا تبقى assimilationist تبقى more Canadian than the Canadian churches تبقى more liberal than the liberal churches. نشكر ربنا مش موجودة يمكن احنا اغلبنا separationists لكن مش ما وصلناش لمرحله الاسيميليشنز ودي طبعا تبقى خطيره لان احنا كده وجيف اب اور تراديشن وجيف اب اور ايدنتيتي. لكن ومن هنا بقى جت الكلمه بتاعت انتجريت ذا كالتشرز. احنا از تشيرشز هير ان كندا وي هاف تو انتجريت ذا بيست فروم ذا كوبتيك اند ايجيبشن كالتشر and the best from the Canadian culture. وبتلاقي تبقى it's integrationist church. فالإيجيبشن لما يجوا الكنيسة يحسوا they are home. والكنيديانز و our youth when they come to the church they feel home. لكن unless يعني احنا if we have the mentality of separationists then يبقى we will reject all the Canadians including our children. خدنا لكم حكاية الانتجريشن دي فدي نقطة مهمة جدا. علشان كده we need to encourage our congregations to welcome the converts and give them the feeling of belonging and show them love and care. وممكن نعمل special committees to welcome them. يعني بعدين حاجة اسمها welcoming committee. الويلكم كوميتي يبقوا عينهم مفتحه كده على الفورينرز الكنديانز والواتفر وقبلهم احنا حتى وقت القداس ممكن الانسان الكندي ده لو دخل الكنيسه يبقى واقف كده هيز لوست هي دوز نو واتس جوينج اون. لكن لو واحد بقى على طول من الويلكم كوميتي يقف جنبه يديله خلاجي ويبقى ريدي كده ويهود ان هو يكون يعرف ازاي يستخدم الخلاجي ابننا ده يعني بحيث يقدر تو جايد هيم through the divine liturgy book. فبالطريقة دي على الأقل مش هحس ان هو فرن. يجي بعد كده في الأغاثي أور لما الولاد لما يجي ينزل تحت احنا نقعد نتكلم مع بعض نتكلم بالعربي وخلاص بقى ويفيل احنا ذات أور أور وهو ده وقف كده وحالة بتحصل إذا مع wives or husbands of Coptic people يبقى كده nobody is talking to him. ولما نصب احنا جروب قاعدين على الترابيزة كلنا هو speaking in Arabic and chatting together وهو he feels excluded. Then it's very very annoying to them. لكن if you have a welcoming committee ناس كل يعني committee all its rule محتاجة طبعا تنظيم. احنا حالا we expect احنا will do this. If anybody can do this, no. We have to have a committee in charge of this. In charge to be next to the foreigners or to the Canadians inside the divine liturgy عشان to help them to follow after the divine liturgy لغاية لما يجوا يمشوا بحس بهم على طول حاسس ان this is home بالنسبة له. He is not foreigner here. Promote an integrated culture of readiness to receive convert through. في بقى شوية اقتراحات اقول لك عليها. اول اقتراح English announcement. يعني حمل مع نيجي مثلا ممكن نصلي الباس كله بالانجليزي. وان تيجي وقت التنبيهات الانونسمنت نقول الانونسمنت بالعربي. So message ايه؟ that you are not included. This announcement is not for you. وتلاقي واحد قاعد يسأل بيقول ايه ابونا ولا مش عارف الخدم بيقول ايه وعمل he feels excluded. لو انا I want to integrate them so the announcement should be in English, not only the liturgy, not only the sermon. علشان كده but everything should be in the language they understand. معلش كل شوية حاجات ما تسألوش مني. كلينيس يعني لما بنروح كنايس احنا هنا في الغرب معروفة النظام والنظافة وكده. هل احنا بتيجي كنايسنا بس نتبص على القاعة وقت الاغادي ولا تلاقي كوبايات مرمية هنا ومش يعني سوري sometimes it's very disgusting. ف how can we welcome الكنيديانز ويخش كده في الكنيسة يلاقوا كنيسة مش متنظمة. انا فاكر مرة رحت كنيسة بروتستانت كانوا عازميني جيت ليكتشر هناك على الكنيسة الاوروبية. كان عندهم كتابين one book is blue and the other is red. وانا داخل من الباب في الاخر لقيت on all the pews the blue book on the left side and the red on the right side. والكتب محطوطة بطريقة منظمة. Yeah, it was very comfortable to my eye. قالوا احنا كنيسنا الكتاب كده والاجبيه مرميه هنا والصموديه هنا والخلاجي هنا كنيسة مش منظمه مش يعني what message we gonna give to the Canadians. لما نيجي الكنيسه ونلاقيها مش نظيفه مش منظمه وبالك وممكن مثلا تكون دخلنا الصوم الكبير وتلاقي لسه موجود على البيوز كتب كيحك ولا تلاقي نفسك مش عارف الصيام العذراء ولسه كتب اسبوع الالم موجوده. So we need to be organized. برضو discipline, organization and order في حتة بدأ النظام. برضو لما تروح مثلا اي كنيسة امريكانية او كندية تلاقي مثلا the way مثلا هما بي stand in line for communion لو مثلا Catholic church or the way they مثلا they leave the church it's very organized, very organized. تعالوا بقى شوف احنا عندنا وقت الكوميونيون ولا من كل الجهات زي ترافيك في مصر كده الناس جايه من هنا ومن هنا ومن هنا كل الجهات ماشيه مع بعض في نفس دي يعني دي يمكن حاجات مش صحيه but it gives a very negative impression very very negative impression. ودي عشان كده it's important in integrating the culture. لو احنا فعلا we care about evangelism we have to make our church ready for them. لأن that is what their eyes will catch when they come to the church the first time. Quietness in our churches. الهدوء في الكنيسة والهدوء في الصلاة. أحيان بقى نسيب العيال الأب والأم عايزين يصلوا and we leave our children just running all around the church. And where is their parents? They are praying. طب where is the children? They are playing. It doesn't work. طبعا هيبقى الواحد الامريكاني بقى very irritated. Very irritated ان يلاقي العيال عمالة تجري في الكنيسة حواليه. حتى يعني even if you give him وتقول له if he's convinced 100% that you have the full truth لكن he will be يعني disappointed بحاجة زي كده. الكلام ده اللي انا بقوله ده actually it's from the early church fathers. كان في order في الديكون في الديكونات بانك اسمه sub deacon والابدياكو. احنا هنا لما كنا مثلا واحد رئيس شغال سلا نرقيه نعمله ابدياكو لكن عارفين what is the function of the sub deacon in the church. مش ان هو رئيس شغال سلا يمسك الميكروفون والقود. No. يقول لك حراسة أباب الكنيسة to guard the doors of the church to keep the quietness in the church في حاجة صار لك يمنع مش عارف كل الكلاب والقطط الى الكنيسة بين ايام كانت الكنائس في القرى وكده. يعني there is an order in the church called the rank of the sub-deacon in order to keep the order, the organization of the church. هل احنا فعلا بيبقى عندنا يعني لو ما عندناش حتى ابدياكم ممكن يبقى عندنا لجان منظمة زي الاشرس كده اللي هم يحافظوا، لكن لجان المنظمة دولت اول ناس بتخانق معاهم بيكون احنا. وتلاقي بتاع لجنة المنظمة ده تعبان يروح لابونا and he complains nobody accept what I'm saying وخلاص وديت frustrated وتنتهي على كده القصة. حتة تانية لما تروح مثلا تسمع الكوير بتاع اني مثلا بروتستانت تشيرش تلاقي you enjoy listening, it's one voice, harmony. بالك listen to our deacons with all my respect. بالك so it's very important to observe the good performance in singing and chanting the hymns. وبرضه to prepare papers for the hymns. يعني مثلا احنا داخلين على البخ ولا الصوم الكبير ليه ما يكونش في paper to follow. ما اعرفش مثلا انا اقول نقال وثلث ساعة والناس مش عارف انا بقول ايه، لكن لما يكون في paper وانا عارف انا بتابع الكلمات وعارف what I'm chanting right now ده برضه paper للقراءات بحيث القراءات تبقى واضحة. And choosing the right people to read. Sometimes those who read, يعني they don't give the sense of reading at all. والكلام ده برضه يا جماعة الفكرة بيبليكا. يعني إن نحماية شابتر 8 في محل شابتر 8 يتكلم إن how you have to choose good readers to read and to give the sense. بالضبط كده يقولك to make the sense. يعني when I read I have to make the sense of what I'm reading عشان انت you understand. احنا حاليا بيطلعوا يقروا يقولك محدش يبقى فاهمهم وممكن بوش فاهمين اللي بيقروا. خد بالك it's very difficult just to follow up معه. فالحتة دي برضو مهمة جدا. وزي ما بقولكم it is biblical. احنا بنشبههم بقول مثلا الكواير في الكنائس البروتستانتية توليد من الكواير وبص على السماء في السماء بيقولوا ايه they singing with one voice يسبحون بصوت واحد. يعني the choir of the angels they chant with one voice they glorify God with one voice. فمفروض الشمامسة يقعدوا يراجعوا الالحان مع بعض يطلع one voice لما يبقوا زي ما يكون كرار كده بيصلي ديا يسبحوا ربنا زي الملائكة. ما تبقاش كل واحد بيعلي صوته وكل واحد عايز to force his way of يعني singing on others. حتى تانية من المواعيد we have to be on time. زي ما قلت it's phenomena to be on time. يعني لازم لو انا اقول الليترجي from 8 to 10 it has to be from 8 to 10. انا against نحن نتكرر في الليترجي. So لو انا عايز اخد راحتي في الليترجي I would from 8 to 12 from 8 to 1 that's fine but I have to be on time. على الاقل when I come to the church I'm expecting that I'm gonna stay for hours. لكن اقول from 8 to 12 from 8 to 10 واخرج 12 it's not right. اقول from 8 to 10 وبعد كده نبتدي مثلا 8:30 it's not right. احنا عندنا كانوا مجموعة كده converted في نيو أورلينز حوالي 30 عائلة. لو الليترجي start at 8 بنلاقيهم كلهم واقفين على الكنيسة 5 minutes to 8 واقفين منتظرين الباتر والدرس. فهم اتعودوا كده ان if the liturgy start at 8 they have to be in the church at 8. فنقطة مهمة جدا ان احنا how to respect the time and لنديا بتشو respect to الناس اللي هم بيكون. ما اقول شبت كده برضو يعني هي بتاعت اللانجوج. انا عارف هنا عندكم مشكلة because you have English, French, طبعا Arabic, Coptic. فبرضه انا I'm just بتكلم على the importance of the language but you need to figure out how to solve it. But again, if we are in a country that speaks English, we have to use the English language. It's very essential. Shuf in Acts chapter 2 verse 4, يقول, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other language as the Spirit gives them ability. Why? Why the Holy Spirit gives them the gifts of tongues? عشان كده the Holy Spirit descended like what? Tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. Tongues علشان to preach in the language. Fire there is the work of the Holy Spirit. I have to preach and to pray in the language that's understandable by the people. Otherwise, the same Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 تكلم موضوع كبير عن موضوع ده. يقول لك, if you give thanks to God, and if I said to share the mountain code with mountain Israel, and you don't understand what I'm saying, how are you going to say Amen after what I said? But if you understand, I said, I thank you, God of Israel, you will say Amen, and you will participate with me in giving thanks. لكن لما يجي واحد مثلا من ولادنا بيتكلم عربي مكسر ونقول لا بحاسة مرزولة رافضة لمخافتك, مين هيفهمها دي؟ We have to speak in the language that they understand. If we are hearing the voice, then we need to speak in their language. وبرضه هنا في servants or priests can improve our command of language by taking courses. There's nothing wrong in أنا مثلا لو يعني ضعيف في اللغة أنا أخذ كورس. احنا أحيانا we seek what is convenient for me, not what is right. And sometimes what's convenient is not what's right. Maybe it's convenient for me to pray in the language that I understand. It's convenient as some school servant to give lessons in Arabic because I'm more comfortable. And believe me, طبعا كلنا more comfortable. I enjoy praying in Coptic and in Arabic than in English. أنا بقول ده as a confession. أنا I enjoy preaching in Arabic. بحس إن أنا هون يعني I preach in Arabic. I am more influential than speaking English because English is not my first language. لكن زي ما بولس الرسول بيقول الضرورة موضوع علينا. يعني we are in this country, we have to preach in the language of this country and we have to pray in the language of this country. There is nothing wrong in أنا I work and improve my language in order to preach. خدام الجداد اللي جايين مهاجرين وبتبتدي يخدموا, nothing wrong in أنت take courses to improve your language in order to be more effective in your preaching and communication with others. شوف سان بول اتكلم على اللانجوج وانا اتوقع two problems, the problem of the language and the problem of the foreignness. في 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 11 يقول ايه, if I don't know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. If our foreign language, according to St. Paul, create a barrier. Create a barrier. We have to remove the barrier of the language if we want to evangelize. Those who left their churches are already suffering from foreignness. يعني انت يجي لك واحد مثلا from a Catholic church or يجي لك واحد from a Protestant church. Because he left his church, he is already suffering from foreignness. So you don't need to add another foreignness to him by creating the barrier of language. He's already suffering from this issue. You need to make him feel home, not to make him feel a foreigner. So using their language will help in overcoming this problem. He will feel home among you and inside the church. Start strong Bible study meetings that explain the orthodoxy based on the teaching of the Holy Bible. That's how you should start evangelizing. I have opinion about it. Ubaldo, I think that is the opinion of the early church fathers. The early church first, they called the people, invited people to catechumen classes. Catechumens or catechumens, real mawazin. They don't invite them to the liturgy of the believers. The liturgy of the believers was only for the believers. Now, we invite the people to the liturgy. I interested to invite the Canadians, so not ask the evangelists, we have a Qudas, tomorrow we have a Qudas. So Mr. Nigi has a Qudas, and he will make the effort to understand and to follow the liturgy. What's that? At the end of the liturgy, all the people will take communion. So he stands in the line. So the man cannot take communion. Only to ask me later. It's offending. طبعا هو انت يالله انت في الكمينيوم لان ذات نوت رايت خالص. يبقى هنا انت حطيته ان ا فيري انكمفورتبل سيتويشن. وبتقول له تعالى بس يو ار اكس كوميونيكيت. سو يو جيف هيم ا كونفيوزنج مسج. تو اوبوزيت مسج. وان مسج كم ان اتند ان ونت يو تو جوين اس. ان مسج ابوت ا مسج ذات يو كان نوت تيك كوميونيوم. It's a confusing message. علشان كده الكنيسة ابتدت بحاجة اسمها catechumen classes في سور موازين. إن أنا ابتدي أعلمهم. And what is the best way to teach them? Through Bible study. So we have to have strong Bible study. يعني من الحاجات اللي بيلومون عليها كتير يقول لك الكنائس الأرثوذكسية ما بتدرسش البايبل. ليه؟ ليه ما بقاش عندنا strong Bible study؟ واحنا كل الدكترينز all the orthodox doctrines are biblical. So through the Bible study I can teach all the orthodox doctrines. يعني مثلا كتاب Salvation in the Orthodox Concept by Pope Shenouda. سيدنا بابا intentionally did not quote any father in this book. He's talking the Protestant. Well, Protestant, they don't believe in fathers. So he used only the Bible as the only reference to prove the idea of salvation and sacraments from a biblical concept. So we have a strong Bible study. Rather than the Bible study, I prepare the people to the church. أكيد هم يجي يسألوني طب أنا عايز بقى أتناول ونصينا بقى التناول والتناول ده خبز الحياة وإن بدون تناول I cannot abide there is no eternal life وأنا بقى ونص ومشرح بقول إن الكنيسة عشان تقدمنا للتناول في معمودية فمن هنا أفهمها he understands why he cannot take communion مش أنا without understanding I'm standing in the line وحتى قال لا بتطلعش تتناول وأنا مش فاهم ليه so I got upset and disappointed لا ده من خلال the catechumen classes he understand I cannot just come and take communion فبالطريقة دي هيجي they will ask for communion وبالطريقة دي they will join and they will يعني convert from being just a catechumen to a believer and here I can invite him and welcome him to the liturgy of the believers ده التقليد بتاع الكنيسة السليم برضو نقطة تانية ان احنا our sermons and our preaching as priests, as clergy and as servants they have to be strong and we need to put the effort in preparing our sermons and our Bible studies. يعني مش كتير يقول لك الوعاظ البروتستانت اقوياء جدا they are strong preachers لكن الوعظ بتوعنا مش بنفس القوة. وان عارفين ليه؟ يعني هي مش هي مجرد effort. If you prepare, if you have the time, if you put the effort, then your preaching will be strong. The Holy Spirit is willing to help you if you make the effort. But if I don't make the effort, the Holy Spirit will not help me. Then what Rukh Subhaya? God will never do your part. But when you do your part in putting the effort in reading and preparing, then the Holy Spirit will anoint your words with His holy anointing. And then your words will be like fire. It will touch every heart. So we need to put the effort. احنا للاسف احيانا كتير ما بنعملش كفر زي ما بيقولوا يصحى الخادم الصبح يبص على الانترنت ويقرا الدرس ويروح يقول is this the effort? Is this how we're gonna evangelize? So we need to put the effort in preparing sermons and strong Bible studies. برضو الكونفر ده ممكن يجهز باكيت يدي نوع صحه له فيها ايه؟ فيها شويه حاجات. I recommend 5 things. لما يجي واحد مثلا من زور الكنيسة او واحد كوميديان, I recommend 5 things to give them as a gift. ما تقولوش دولار بس حسابهم $20. Give them as a gift. اول حاجة تدي له كتاب Salvation in the Orthodox Concept by Pope Shenouda. It's a very essential book. الكتاب الثاني Comparative Theology by his Pope Shenouda, his son's Pope Shenouda. الكتاب الثالث How to benefit from the divine liturgy by His Grace Bishop Metteris. And how he gathered the divine liturgy. The divine liturgy is full of symbols and full of rituals. Without understanding it, I'm not going to enjoy it. عشان لما دي الكتاب ده وابتدي يستارت understanding the divine liturgy, واخد بالك, he will enjoy it. وبرضه ممكن the divine liturgy, you can be introduced through Bible study. عارفين ازاي؟ تعمل بايبل ستادي على خيمة الاجتماع زي تبرناكل اوف ميتنج, وهنا يو اكسبلين ذا تبرناكل اوف ميتنج, وبعدين يو كومبير ات وذ ذا بوك اوف ريفيليشن از ان كومبير ات وذ ذا تشيرش. سو هنا بتدرسهم الطقوس ثرو بايبل ستادي. تيجي القداس ده, القداس يو كان تيتش القداس ثرو ا بايبل ستادي اباوت ذا ساكريفايسز الذبايح. And you should make a link between the 5 sacrifices of the Old Testament and with the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and with the divine liturgy. فاكر زمان في اجتماعات الخدام بتاعت ايام ما كنت بخدم في دالاس, اديت لهم بايبل ستادي على الذبايح وربطتها بذبيحة السيد المسيح على الصليب وربطتها بالقداس الالهي, التلاته مع بعض. So I can explain the divine liturgy through a Bible study about the sacrifice والذبايح. رابع كتاب اللي هو Introduction to the Coptic Orthodox Church by أبونا تدرس مالطي. ده الكتاب ده is basic كده, بيديك الحاجات الأساسية في الكنيسة القبطية, فده كتاب كويس. خامس حاجة تديله أجبية and Liturgy Book, على الأقل ده بس aware بأن this is our book of prayer and that is our book of service, Liturgy Book. سادس حاجة عشان تكتبها ولا لا, اللي هي تديله CD فيها an English Divine Liturgy on CD or tapes. اللي برضه احنا ال Coptic music is different than the Western music. فلما تديله CD عليه English Divine Liturgy وهو يسمعها وينجوي it, his ear will be accustomed to the singing and chanting the Coptic music. فلما يجي هنا انت كده you try to eliminate the feeling of foreignness in his heart. واخد بالكم؟ فبالك 6 حاجات ممكن تتجهز كده في باكت نظيفه وتديها لهم كجفت لما يجوا. طبعا ممكن تحطها احيانا دي حاجات بدائيه, لكن بعد كده ممكن تديهم مثلا, انا عرفت هنا عاملين سي دي على الميدنايت بريزز, سو يو كان جيف ذيم الانجلش ميدنايت بريزز اون سي دي, حاجات زي كده تبقى لطيفه انكم تدوها لهم. زي ما عندنا فصول اباء خدام as we have pre-servant classes, also we need to have courses and classes to prepare servants for evangelism. فصول اعداد كاريزين ازاي اعد شباب عند روح الكرازة how to evangelize and how to preach. فدي برضو مهمة جدا. As in all our churches we have classes to teach people how to become or to prepare them how to become a Sunday school servants, or we need to have classes to teach servants how to become evangelists or charism. وبرضو you need to prepare a good curriculum for these classes that aims at implanting the love of evangelism in their hearts. لأني لو أنا مش غير على خدمة الكرازة I don't have this zeal inside my heart, I don't have this love inside my heart, I cannot be effective in my ministry. عشان كده the goal of the curriculum should be how to plan the zeal and the love of evangelism in their hearts, and also how to prepare them to be effective evangelists. وبعدين train them in different services of evangelism. زي ال welcoming ministry or greeting ministry, زي visitation, زي invitation. فيبقى هنا زي بكون في internship. أنا مش بس بقى teaching كله theoretical, لكن they have to go to the field where we يشتغلوا. God used the same way with apostles. He was teaching them and then he sent them to evangelize under his supervision, direct supervision, and he sent them to evangelize under indirect supervision, by bringing a report. And when the apostles had returned, they told him all what they did. So they brought a report to the Lord. Prepare brochures about the Orthodox Church to distribute to the visitors. زي ما كنت بقول مع بعضك النهاردة احنا every church in North America they produce some brochures. And if there is an effort ان احنا to collect all these brochures from all the churches وتبقى available to all of us, this will be a good wealth we can use it in this ministry. طبعا البروشورز مفروض written in well يعني in a good language and also in a presentable way. Hold evangelism conferences that install the awareness of evangelism among adults and youth of our church. لاني احنا ممكن كتير الناس اللي يا عم انتوا دوشنا ليه ما احنا الناس ليكوا الكنيسه خلاص على كده, بس احنا ندور على اهل بيتنا قبل ما والولاد اللي ضايعه من عندنا قبل ما ندور على الغريب. This some attitude and this attitude is among what I personally I heard from many people in our congregation. علشان كده زي ما البوك اوف ديسكاليا بيقول امحوا الذنب بالتعليم. How you gonna renew their mind? It's through teaching. So holding an evangelism conference, when it comes to evangelism, that will raise the awareness of the people about the evangelism. We know it is essential part of the ministry of the church. It is essential part. زي ما تجلسوا وتلوكوا from every tribe, from every nation, from every tongue. That is the outcome of the church. The church should be in this way. Translate all ritual books of the church and produce them in high quality printing. المفروض ان تبقى الكتب مترجمة. وطبعا نشكر ربنا في كتب كتيرة مترجمة. لكن لسه في كتب ما ترجمتش. In order to follow the prayers, we have to have all our ritual books translated. وبرضو الطباعة بتاعتها مهمة جدا. Believe me, it makes big difference. زي تطبع الكتاب وتقدمه للناس بطريقة presentable and catch their attention. But we need to have a translation committee to translate important books. زي مثلا كتب سيدنا البابا, زي books of Bishop Moses, زي books of أبان بنتاوس, أبونا تدرس ملطي. الكتب دي مهمة جدا ومفروض إن احنا عندنا ناس
يشتغل على ترجمة الكتب دي وبي افيلابل للأجانب وأولادنا الشباب. Let the new converts share and participate in the service and activities of the church. ممكن مثلا هل ممكن واحد كوميديان لو هو منضم للكنيسة can become a board member? Yes, of course he can become board member. A point, then again, and I want to overcome the issue of foreignness. Like now when he feels, you know, I'm serving, I'm some school servant, or I'm a board member, or whatever, I am a deacon in the church, he will feel part. Part if he is called to this service. كان مش قلت حشر وحشر كده يعني. لكن if he is called to this service, then we have to give them opportunity in order to participate in these services. So that they increase the sense of belonging in the church. The internet is a very good tool to evangelize. لان لو انت قابلت واحد مثلا في شوبينج سنتر وقلت له I'm Coptic, maybe he will go ويعمل search Coptic church, وبعد كده يبتدي يجو and read. وعلشان كده برضو our websites is very very important. يعني مثلا يقول لك الويب سايت last updated 1996. What message he gave it to the people? وبس يكتب على الويب سايت coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. كل حاجة ما فيش حاجة هي under construction, coming soon, under construction, coming soon. برضو دي والنهاردة عندكم أولاد كتيرة يعني موهوبة في الكمبيوتر وكده. We have to use these gifts to glorify God. Whatever church ما يبقاش عندها very good website فيها material available, فيها معلومات بحس أنا I can go and learn through the website. ماذا العالم فيه مع الكمبيوتر وكل الناس why we don't have this ministry في حد ذاتها and we can evangelize through internet. وهنا أقول لك الحاجة, the internet evangelizes the church to the entire world. يعني أنا مثلا لو كنيستي مش منظمة ولا كنيستي مش نظيفة احنا بس اللي بنشوفها, لكن the internet your website will be seen by the whole world in the six continents of the world. عشان كده so we should update it regularly and watch carefully the materials that are posted, since the whole world will make its impression about the church from what we present on the internet. And it's better not to have a website than to have a bad website on the internet. Then they all could be give a very negative impression, very negative impression about the church. Then exposed to the whole world. فدي نقطة برضو مهمة بالنسبة للإيفانجيليزم. برضو نقطة مهمة جدا, we need to study about evangelism in the early church and show how the thoughts of the early church fathers regarding this ministry. ليه يقول كده؟ They were able to spread Christianity into the whole world in short time and with very few resources. So if they were able to spread Christianity with very few resources and in short time, ومعناها their thoughts about evangelism were very right. That's why we don't have to acquire a new mind. Just go to the old path and follow the good way of the early church fathers. برضه مفروض يكون في كورس بيدرس في الثيولوجيكال انستيتيوتس في المعاهد الكليريكيه على البيشن والايفانجيليزم. طبعا نشكر ربنا ان سيدنا البابا انكوربريتد ذيس كورس في الكليريكيات, وايضا هي اوردند ا بيشوب فور ايفانجيليزم اند ميشنز اللي هو بيشوب بولس. يعني بيشوب بولس از اوردند مينلي فور ايفانجيليزم اند ميشنز. جبت نقطة مهمة ان احنا احيانا we don't follow up or we don't do visitations to the catechumens and the converts. يعني مثلا احنا عندنا اسرة كندية تحولت للكنيسة وتعمد, احيانا we don't visit them, احنا بس we visit just the Coptic people. Why we exclude them? وبرضه الكاتيكنز اللي بيجوا بيحضروا الكاتيك من كلاس مفروض to visit them. ما تعرفش ال visit دي makes a difference. وخدام الكراز دول مفروض go and visit and call and follow up معاهم. لو حد اي يبقوا واقفين جنبه. If they go through difficult time, they have to have the support of the church. Many people will accept the faith not because of doctrines, but because they feel the truth of the doctrines in your life. And they will not be convinced by the doctrines intellectually, ولكن they will be convinced by the doctrines because they saw it in your life. محاضرة خلصت. نشوف كم سؤال كده عبال ما الكهرباء ترجع. حد بيقول you named many book English that we should hand to newcomers to welcome them. Do they exist in French translation? Yes. If not, should we give them a translator or this? يعني نشكر بأنهم مترجمين بالفرنسية. ممكن يتبعوا تاني ولو انه مش مترجم ممكن حد يتبعوا يترجم. عشان كده قلت المفروض يكون عندهم translation committee. فكان سألتك المحاضرة لكم ايه؟ Think what can I do? So if you gift it in translation, maybe that's what you need to do. Using the media more effectively in the field of evangelism. Bardo, if there is opportunity to publish article in newspaper, take 15 minutes on a radio station, for TV or whatever, this can be also a good way for evangelism. نكتفي بقى بالجزء ده لان ليا دي مجرد عظة على how بقى to evangelize. بس احنا اتكلمنا على شوية recommendation من الساعة 9:30 بين بقى من يوم طويل بعد المؤتمر وكده. فبقى البيت البرزنتيشن موجودة فممكن تبقوا تقولوا these are some recommendation بالنسبة لكم بالنسبة للإيفانجيليزم. انا مش عارف اعمل ايه في الكوشنز دي من الساعة 9:30 وانتوا جيتوا الساعة 8 وبكره عندكم اشغال ويعني تالي نكتشف كده علشان الوقت وبعدين بقى ممكن يبقى حد يجاوب على الاسئلة دي في مرة تانية. تقدروا نصلي. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our Heavenly Father, you called us to be your witnesses and to evangelize and to spread the word in every place and to everyone. Without your Holy Spirit and without your support, we cannot do it. So we ask you to put the zeal in our hearts and to send the Holy Spirit as you sent it on the apostles like tongues of fire in order to inflame our hearts with your love and with the love for everybody and with the zeal that everybody may return to you and know you, you the only and true God. To ask you to bless the efforts that started in this ministry in this country. Bless the efforts for the glory of your holy name and make us grow in this ministry
and teach us how to spread the word as you taught your holy disciples and your holy apostles. Give us a consecrated heart in order to serve you with faithfulness and righteousness all the days of our life. Accept our prayers through the intercession of Saint Mary, the Mother of God, and through the intercession of Saint Mark the Evangelist, and all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Put us on the pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ is our Lord, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God. Now, love of God the Father, the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Communion gifts of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace, may the peace of the Lord be with you all.